They are the official host of the Progress City and the Farm Progress Show. And it is our great pleasure to welcome to the program Jeff Smithers, who is the Director of Ag Programs here at Richland, and John Oliver, the Director of Workforce Development. The Director of Ag Programs, that's a relatively new position?
It is, yeah. I started about this time last year.
Okay. So just I have no time elements anymore. Yeah. If you'd said 5 years, I would have been really
sometimes it feels
a
like
year
five
ago.
Years has been a lot has happened in the year.
All right. So what was the purpose of creating this new position?
Well, just to build upon the growth that we've seen occur in Macon County and beyond in agriculture education, we need to provide those opportunities for students beyond high school, obviously to provide them to develop the skills and expose them further to the career opportunities in agriculture. And we provide those opportunities for certificate programs or a two-year program or to do a transfer degree in agriculture to go on to a four-year degree.
You guys are a perfect gateway. You know, I think about Richland's, you know, role in this community, and I think Richland's been on point for a long time of understanding career trajectory and not maybe past, you know, chasing shiny new things. I mean, yes, a degree is important, but a degree with a career path is more important.
Absolutely. So that's the value of a community college, to be obviously the community aspect of that community college is to serve our community. And obviously our community is agriculturally based. It makes a lot of sense for agriculture to be a key program here in this community at Richland Community College.
Now, the great thing about agriculture is we're talking about an umbrella so large. I mean, there are so many job categories. And not all of them readily identifiable as agriculture, even.
Absolutely. So the students in my program come out here. I think even they're majoring in agriculture, but yet I don't think some of them fully understood the opportunities available to them until they get to see it firsthand and up close.
But when you say ag, you could mean truck driver, you could mean welder, you could mean electrician, you could mean scientist, you could mean Wall Street. I mean, it covers the entire gamut.
Absolutely. And a couple of my students this week are getting an opportunity to in the ag communications aspect as interns with the Silo movie. One ag communications student that's going on to University of Illinois in ag communications had an opportunity to intern to help promote the launch of that, and then also have a student that's
and who was that?
In the media tent. Gabby Sams is a student.
Because I think, was she on stage throwing out T-shirts last night?
She probably was, yeah.
Dark hair girl? I don't know. They were really hyping everything up. I mean, they've done a nice job with that entire movie out here.
Yeah.
They've really.
Yeah, so it's been a great. I got a chance to catch up to her briefly yesterday, and she just mentioned how great of an opportunity that was. So that's the value to, obviously, another added value to the college. To provide those opportunities for students while the show is here in town.
Now, I'm assuming we talked to Tim Stock a little earlier today, and they'd put together T-shirts for all of the FFA programs that are now in Macon County, because you have a new one in Argentina, you have a new one in Warrensburg-Latham, you have, you know, relatively new with District 61. Blue Mound is now going back and trying to reignite their program. Mm-hmm. So you see a lot of, I don't know, the stars are aligning in my mind, that people are sort of pulling in one direction.
Yep, absolutely. So I've been fortunate enough to be involved in that, helping to get that established in Macon Meridian. That's a district that I live in.
Meridian, yes.
So excited about that. And a lot of community support, and that's the value that it brings. And so just excited to be a part of it here at Richland Community College to provide that next step in connecting those students to careers in agriculture, which you mentioned are vast.
Well, and it's affordable, too. I mean, you know, not everyone can jump right into a four-year school. Some people may be going the trades and labor route. You know, so you guys are really flexible in being able to offer sort of a gateway, a pathway to all those different options.
So, I'm amazed at the amount of individuals coming to me looking for talent. And so I need to draw, increase my numbers to meet that demand, and I think it's ever increasing. So that's the value of students coming, staying local. You mentioned the value. The other aspect that I promote to prospective students is there's numerous opportunities in this community. Let me help you connect you to those opportunities, and that's the value of a community college.
Well, Jess, this is something I've thought from the very beginning. You know, we're not putting a square peg into a round hole. These are actual career opportunities with jobs waiting right here and jobs that are going to be here 10, 20 years from now. You know, this is just makes sense. I don't know why it took so long to get everybody on the same page, but now that we are, great, because, you know, we're here a year and a half into the Duane Andreas Ag School, and they're talking, there's now 343 students in that. They're soon to be the largest FFA chapter in the state of Illinois, and they've already won a national, you know, FFA award a year and a half into that program. You know, what will it be like when these kids graduate in a couple of years, and then you're going to have those numbers you're talking about?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. So that's and Richland has been fantastic. Like I've mentioned, I've been in this position for about a year, and really supportive and looking to the future. So we're not thinking about now. We're thinking about what we need to do to gear up and be prepared to support the number of students that we anticipate here in a couple of years. As we've seen the increase in enrollment, thankfully at the high school level, we're going to take advantage of that and make sure that we provide the opportunities that they need at the community college level and beyond.
All right, John, talk to me a little bit about workforce development.
What do you want to know?
No, what is it?
We a lot of what goes on in our area is training for the employers. So an employer who has employees already, but they want to skill them up. So we do a lot of that. And then, you know, in the last year, with the help of a grant that we received, we've started some with the Essential Skills and Courtney Carson. We've got this industrial job skills training program going where we are taking individuals who are maybe needing that second chance in life. Maybe they're wanting a career change, or they're wanting a career, not a job. And so we are providing training for them, very quick, 360-hour program. And, you know, we're getting like 80% placement rates in the manufacturing world. And as you said, you know, these jobs, they all kind of overlap a little bit. You know, we have people going through this program who one of them actually went to work for a construction company because they're just looking for workers. They want someone that will show up every day, right? So that's a big part of that training. Something else in our area that you mentioned is CDL. We were talking about autonomous vehicles earlier, and we know it's coming. We don't know when. So the CDL program is also under the workforce development umbrella.
Well, there's jobs, truck driving jobs right now. I mean, I don't know what the long-term future of that is, but, you know, you can go make $60,000 a year right now and go home at 5 o'clock every night. And those jobs are available. I mean, ADM trucking, you're talking to Mark McLeod. I mean, those jobs are out there, right? They desperately need drivers.
Oh, yes. We can't fill them fast enough. You know, we can it's small classes because, you know, four people to a truck is what we're able to do. And we have a couple of trucks. So we're able to maybe produce eight a month if we get that many in the seats. And
so how does that program work? I mean, I'm, you know, a parent out there listening. I got a kid, maybe doesn't really know what he's doing. Maybe went to school, came back, you know, but this would be something, you know, a temporary way to make money or you know, get. How do they go about doing this?
Oh, well, speaking of temporary way, we had an employer come in when I first came in that area. And they pay $72,000, and they were looking for, they said, young folks who can unload the truck as well. It's not just driving. They get there, and they have to unload. But $72,000, can you imagine if you didn't know what you wanted to do in life? Let's go drive a truck.
I mean, do that for 3 or 4 years.
Right?
I mean, if there's autonomous trucks, you know, you can. But, I mean, this is something that is attainable. I mean, it's not some pipe dream, you know. That I mean, the kids can come out here and come out the other end with a $72,000 job.
Oh, yes, and they're there. He's here every month recruiting, the same guy I'm talking about.
All right, so how do people find out about that CDL program?
Actually, the Lisa Eskew is the admin who would get people signed up for the next class.
They come just out go to Richland's website?
Yeah, Richland, or come out to the Schilling Center. Yeah. That's where we're located. And we get you set up for the next class. We have day classes and night classes. Night class is a 2-month program. The day class is a 1-month program.
I was just talking to folks at ADM here yesterday. You know, they're desperate for, you know, that with the inland port, you know, there's a lot of truck transportation. It's not on the road. You know, it's just in Decatur, you know, where you literally go home at night every night at 5 o'clock.
Literally the only career I know where you can train in 1 month, you're making $45,000, $50,000, $70,000 a month later, pretty much with a guaranteed job.
That's amazing. Absolutely. Well, guys, we appreciate it. Thanks for coming out and spending some time with us, and have fun here on the last day. You guys ready for this to be over?
It's gone by quick.
It has gone by. I'm ready for all the workers and the volunteers. I mean, they the long, long 3 days and then all the weeks ahead in preparation.
Well, I'm going to tell Chef Tucker to open up the coffee house the next time in 2 years. There we go.
Tell him I said hello.
There's a moneymaker.
Tell him Marquis will bring him out all the stuff. You won't even have to provide the product. All right, guys, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.